A certain type of body must be accepted in the next life. Karma is the aggregate of routine activities conducted to make this body comfortable or uncomfortable. We have actually seen that when one man was about to die, he requested his physician to give him a chance to live 4 more years so that he could finish his life. This means that while dying, he was thinking of his plan. After his body was destroyed, he doubtlessly carried his plan with him by means of the subtle body, composed of mind, intelligence and ego. Thus, he would get another chance by the grace of the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul, who is always within the heart. Sarvasya chaham rivi sannivishto matasmriti jnanam apogam cha. In the next birth, one acquires remembrance from the Super Soul and begins to execute the plan begun in the previous life. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita in another verse. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrudeshu arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra lulani maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a mission made up of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Situated on the vehicle given by material nature and remanded by the Super Soul within the heart, the living entity struggles all over the universe to fulfill his plan, thinking, I am a Brahmana, I am a Kshatriya, I am an American, I am an Indian, and so on. All these designations are of the same essence. There is no point in becoming a Brahmana in preference to an American, or becoming an American in preference to a Negro. After all, these are all bodily conception under the modes of material nature. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakya Saksho Nulkamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Anam Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamakam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagramam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sarvana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Paridana Chaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Dada Krishna Padam Sarvana Tashi Vishakam Vitam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanusutadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyascha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Three blessings of Assemble Vaishnavas. Speak from today's verse. So, we are now going to be speaking to King Prachinda. Explaining what an allegorical story means, What does the individual character mean to us? Now, after that, Narada Muni is giving another analogy. Why he has to do that? Why he has to give this analogy? We will see what is analogy. So what happened is, when Narada Muni told about the story of Puranjaya, King Prichinabari, he was understanding. He was saying, I understand what you're saying. What you're saying, it makes sense. But I cannot give up now. Because I have to wait for my sons who are born to perform penance and austerities. They have to come take over the kingdom. Then I can leave the kingdom. So, sometimes we come across people and we explain about the path of devotional service or spiritual life. They appreciate it, they respond very nice, and they understand it makes sense a lot, but they say, see, I cannot do it now. Because what you're saying is makes sense, what you're saying is good, and what you're doing is absolutely right. Because, you know, after all, what are you going to get from this world? It's such a short life. What you're doing is really glorious. You're serving the Lord, you're doing devotional service, you're chanting, and you're living a clean life. This is a perfect and normal, you know, and you're doing very good. But now I cannot do. It's like even book distribution, when you're giving the books or something, you explain the book. See, this book, it talks about this karma, this reincarnation, it talks about the yoga, it talks about the mind and everything. And they say, thank you, but no thanks. Like, I appreciate what you have, but can I pass it? Can I pass it on next time? Next time? Are you going to be here for some time? Like, I'm going actually. When I come back, I'll really get it. Just stay here, I'm going to the supermarket, I'll get some money, and then I'll see you on the way. But is it okay? Thank you, I appreciate it. You're doing a great job. And then they go. So, I mean, you explain, and it does make sense, you know, with the material civilization and the way of life, it is not a sustainable one, and it is not going to get, you know, rich, the one which they're looking for, and they knew it. It's not a rocket science. Everyone know what is happening and what's, and they knew what is the standard, what is, but still, they don't know at the right, like we expect. Sometimes, you know, I've seen when I was new, there was one devotee, he bought someone with everything, and he was looking for someone who is from the same place, and I was from South India. The other person, the devotee who bought him, was also from South India. So then, you are in the Josh of Krishna consciousness and you want to download on someone, you know, like if you got so much information and everything in the initial phase, you want to tell everything and then you want to perform the yajna and initiate them straight away, like you're ready to do. So that is the time, and then this person brought and then introduced me. So I remember I was sitting there in the room, in the temple room, in the evening after 7:30 or something like that. We were sitting, and then the person came, we both sat, and I was start telling to him, you know, you are not this body, this is Krishna, like full Krishna consciousness. And like it goes on for 2.5-3 hours straight, like pravachan. Neither it is not Parishima, it is not me, I am not Sudhir Goswami. 7 days, 7 nights, you cannot do like that. So I was giving like that. So everything downloaded, whatever I know, everything I knew. Then time passed, I saw him after probably like 4 or 5 years in temple. I saw him as a bachelor. The next time I saw him in the temple was, you know, with a kid, with a family, and he was a father of 2 kids like that. I said, oh, that's all, you know, we lost him. I lost him. Because the way you have to give, you know, it matters a lot. Not about what you know, but to give it to someone, you need to know that art of preaching to people what they are looking for and what medicine you can give at that time. This is very crucial. So here you see, Narada Muni, he told full story, like how many four chapters, you know, can, it's a long allegorical explanation, so much detail and so intricacies in that, you know, what is what and who is what. And after explaining everything, and Prajnapati understood and he's saying, I cannot give up. Then Narada Muni was not living there then and there. He said, wait a minute, I have another story for you. And then he tells his story. So he tells a story that there is a beautiful garden, and in that garden there is a deer. There's a flower garden which is so beautiful, fresh, and this deer is there. But the deer is enjoying the flower garden, and the flower, because the flower is so fresh and beautiful, and there are a lot of bees humming around the garden. The deer is enjoying the aroma of the flavor of the flower, and the bees are humming and buzzing around the flower, and it's a beautiful scene. But there is a problem that in the front of the deer there is a tiger waiting for the deer to eat, and at the back there is a hunter who has a sharp arrows, want to strike. But irrespective of this precarious condition and situation, the deer is enjoying the flower. So Narada Muni is saying, this is what the condition is, that see this condition, such a very, the death is imminent at any time. The deer, if it goes forward, it is, the tiger will capture. If it is go back, the hunter will shoot. The tiger represents the time factor. We don't have much time, because whether one is doing spiritual or material or any activity in that matter, time is going to have its effect on the body of the living entity. So then, the hunter is the superintendent of death, who is also waiting to capture the body, you know, to give the death. And the flower is compared to the family life, especially wife of the deer is considered, the deer is considered as a male body. The flower is the wife, beautiful wife, one get married in the family life. And the aroma is experiencing is like the sex life in the family life. And this flower is fresh for some time and they're going to wither. And these humming bees are compared to the small kids, the broken words are very attractive. So he's giving that analogy to make the point that you don't have much time. You have to start now, you have to give up now, give up this kingdom, take up this spirituality immediately. Now we cannot follow in this same methodology to everyone in our preaching also, if you really see. There are different levels and different ashram and varna and different categories of devotees. And not like everyone we can tell, okay, whatever you do, give now, stop everything and just do devotional service. Because that is not the like a blanket statement one can follow. Because if you see, Prajnapati, the same example, Prajnapati and Prachetas, Prajnapati, Narada Muni instructed that you give up and take up spirituality, and Prachetas will get the instruction that you go back and rule the kingdom. Even though they are, by doing performance, austerities and penance, there, we can see from the example of Dhruva Maharaj, we can see some certain people, certain instructions are given. You can see in Prithyantra, Priyavarta, even though he wanted to, you know, renounce everything and go, But then Lord Brahma, you know, comes and requests, no, you have to take up the kingdom. You have to expand, produce progenies. We need descendants. So we have to, that is the spiritual master role. The spiritual master gives instruction according to the disciple's level or what he can take. So we cannot say from the example of this that we go to someone who is working, who is performing devotional service, who is, you know, in a grihastha ashram, ask them to give up everything. Because Srila Prabhupada writes many times that one is performing the devotional service very nicely in grihastha ashram, then he doesn't have to change the ashram also. Even, you know, sometimes in preaching, we need grihastha people, because if you see, 99.9% of people want to work and want to expand their entourage, paraphernalia, and also to have that commitment and family life. So we need some examples in Krishna consciousness. We cannot have all the sadhus who have renounced everything, and then, because for them it looks very odd to connect. Because if someone who is in grihastha ashram, who is working, performing well, who is nice in corporate life or life or having job or business or something, at the same time he could be able to chant, do devotion service, deity worship and service, then he can relate to it. Okay, fine, it's not that all one and one, it's not like one section of the society, it can only engage in the service of Krishna. So we have to be careful, but here we can see Narada Muni is stressing on that to Prachinapari, that give up now. But there are other sections, if you see, there are sections of people and different people where this renunciation has to be stressed. Like how here Prachinapari was delaying, you can know the story of Kailash. Same Narada Muni used to preach to this devotee where he postponed, he says, no, not now, I'm not ready. I want to get married, I want to get a child. Then again the spiritual master comes and asks, now is the time to come with me, take up the spiritual process. He says, no, my child is very young, my children are very young. They have to get married. Then he comes after marriage. Then he says, no, my children, they just married. No one is taking care of the property. I have to be there. Then after some years he comes. He says, right now I've got my grandchildren. I have to take care of them. So like the time passes, and then when he passes away and he becomes like a dog, the body of a dog. Still he will not come because he is afraid. People are not taking care of the property, I have to guard the property. Then he becomes a snake, then the spiritual master comes and then tells the people, actually there is a black cobra there, please take care. And then everyone comes and beat. Then he realizes, then he goes to the spiritual. So, that step, that coming out for it, because if you see, even if you are going somewhere, if you are going to our office, or if you are going to our home, or if you are going to some place, we know a path, or we know a route, like a GPS or something, or we know, okay, this road, this. But even to explore different way of going to the destination, people don't want to prefer, because they are conditioned to go in that flow. Okay, this is the system, this is what you have to do, okay, you have to study, after study you have to get married, after marriage you have to get investment properties, then car, then you have to get children. Then you have to make sure the children are in the school. So it's like a path where everyone is following and they are happy to be in that illusion. So Bhujan Prabhu writes on commentary in that line. He says, we prefer the illusion of safety to the anxiety of life precariousness. So it's like we have a choice, and we are happy to be in illusion is better than to grip of reality. It's like known pain is better than unknown pleasure. Yes, material life I am going through, I am experiencing, I am not getting pleasure, I am getting enough pain, but I am happy. Because I don't want to take something which I'm afraid I'll be lost. There is no security, there is no as a substantial thing. It's like if we compare the desert, the drop of water. We will say, at least I'll get a drop of water. I'm happy with a drop of water. Rather, you know, finding the oasis. If you are in the desert, there is oasis. You compare that spiritual life with the oasis. But then we feel like it's a drop of water. People say, no, I'm happy with a drop of water because in our case, after 100 dip, I'll get this drop. It's fine. Still I'll get it. But then this oasis is something which is far-fetched. I cannot relate. The fear is there to come out of that so-called illusion. So, and many are in that level. Actually, yeah, I was speaking 2 days back to a person, and he said, "This, you know, why to disturb? Why to force? Everything is going okay. After all, you know, I'm good. Everyone is doing good. I'm also doing good. Do good and be good. This is like a common. They think this is like a platform of spirituality, where you know goodness that." No need to disturb, be peace lover, make peace. But if you see the Krishna consciousness, the more one practices, then he understands he speaking doesn't make sense because it's like the child. The child doesn't want to go to school, the child doesn't want to go to the doctor, the child doesn't want to go to any as such training. He all wants to play. Wants to play games in that, you know, like a toy castle, wants to play in the toy shop, doesn't want to study or get injection, medicine. But the parents know, you cannot live like that. The future is dark. If you do like that, then no education, no proper taking of vaccine or no training. Or discipline, this character building, values, skills, everything is not there, then you will be not able to live happily in future. So that the parent take extra step even though the child doesn't like it. The parent work on how to give the best to the child, constantly thinking. So similarly, a Krishna conscious teacher is always having this compassion of how to save the living entity from this illusion and make different method and ways and device to bring the jiva close to Krishna. We cannot like detached. Okay, that person is saying, we have this example that this wet grass, wet log and dry log. And this dry log, if you give to someone, they'll take it immediately and then wait, they'll take time. So we cannot believe, okay, my Vilas, do you want a chance? No, I'm not now. Okay, you go now. After 2 years I'll come and ask. No, we cannot live like that. Then we'll not have anyone. If everyone will say, Prabhuji, give some time. Sometimes we have to see how we can present in such a way that person is not lost, like I gave the example before. At the same time, we slowly give that medicine of Krishna consciousness to remove that ignorance. Here you can see the example of Narada. Because he is acting as a perfect spiritual master. Because Vrachambari accepted him as a spiritual master, and we don't want the disciple to be in ignorance. If we come across a person and then we explain him, and then he is understand, and then he is not very serious in that case, if you see. Someone has to tell the truth to him. This guru, this is not going to work. This is what you're doing, it's not going to work. So at least we should take that step to give to the person the truth. It is bitter, truth is bitter, truth is bold, but we should not be in that impression that if I don't tell about Krishna or Krishna consciousness, then I might lose the friendship or relationship or favor or whatever benefit I'm getting from that person. Then we are becoming selfish, not Krishna-centered. If we are getting some material benefit or material adoration, fame or reciprocation, whatever, in workplace or in family, relatives, everything, just to keep that going, we may suppress our Krishna consciousness reaching to that person. Then that is really bad. Because we have to please Krishna, the spiritual master and devotees, not our ego. So we have to tell to people, but telling to people in a particular way, not in the same blunt. That comes by the master of devotees, and the Paramatma within helps us to guide, to put the proper words. So that is very important. So once Prachyapari understood and once want to act, then he start asking questions. So the first one he said that, you see, the previous the spiritual master, they didn't tell about these things. They told me about how to attain the heavenly planet, do some yajna, do some fruity activities, and they told this. They didn't tell about this thing. Why they didn't? Now I understand, you know, you are giving some spiritual realization and spiritual power, but then the previous whoever I was consulting, they didn't hear. We come across that, right? And sometimes we preach, they're totally into a different philosophy or a different path or different, they say, this is my family guru or this is my Kula Guru, whatever, different people follow a different thing, and then we break the bubble of illusion for them. Whatever you have, this is wrong. This is nowhere. You go out and then you come back again. Yeah? You have to do worship to Krishna. So even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes in the purport that when Mahaprabhu was introducing the Sankirtan movement of chanting, it's directly glorifying Krishna. Go on chanting and Sankirtan. The smarter Brahmas didn't like it. They think, you know, this is creating, you know, nuisance, this is not good. And they went and complained to Kasi. They said, this person, you know, do something, he's chanting openly the mantra. How can one chant openly the mantra? And he is starting initiating all these people into, you know, Vaishnavas and giving the mantras, all these low class people. No discrimination, Mahaprabhu, anyone, whoever, whether qualified, not qualified, suitable place or not suitable place. Wherever the opportunity is there, whoever is there, they take up the Krishna consciousness. And they intoxicated with love of God. So we see from the smart Brahmana, they are agitated. This Krishna, Krishna and his people are, you know, not, it's like they are causing problem to their job. Stop all these rituals and everything, surrender to Krishna. Chanting by chanting Hare Krishna, then you get everything. So then Prachyapari, then we get on to real want to know. It's like sometimes we keep on telling to person, okay, this chant Hare Krishna, this, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surrender, eat four, follow four elements, whatever, yes, yes, yes. But then the moment they are serious, they ask questions. Like initially we go after them, hey, preaching, and once they are serious, they will come to us. Prabhu, can you help me? This doubt is there. This question is there. Can you answer this? And we say, we will do it. I'll tell you later. It's like that. When Narayana explained everything, then King Prachinabhai asking this question. So you are saying he is want to know about the process of transmigration. That's where we are here at the moment. He wants to know how this transmigration happens. His question is that, okay, you are saying you are doing the activities. So every activity got some results. You get some results. Now these results are experienced in this life and then next life. You are saying these results are experienced in the next life. Whatever you do in activity now, you get the result, and the results are experienced in the next life. So right now I am doing this activity with this body. This body is acting as an instrument. Now this body is performing the duty and then it is dead. So why one has to suffer or enjoy the results which is performed by the body at this present, which is already dead? So his question is like normal when people come there. So you saying the body is doing some action and then I'll come next life and then I suffer for what I'm doing now. How is it? Because the body is already gone. So that all the suffering also should go. The gross body, we are dead now. And the next life we are suffering whatever you have done with this gross body. How is it possible? So that's why his question is. So Narayana is answering, and then we know how we are not just a gross body. We are not just a gross body. We are the subtle element, subtle body also is there. The subtle body consists of mind, intelligence and ego. There is a subtle body when the soul at the time of death, the subtle body in one term is preparing our gross bodies, because our activities, our plan. So here Prabhupada start with the plan. So we do a lot of the intelligence, a lot of plans, we have a lot of desires, full unfulfilled desires, and we have a lot of plan. We want to enjoy the sense gratification. So what happened is, when the time, the plan, so big nation has plan, big national society, whatever, they have plan, and they have an individual plan. At the time of death, our plans may not be fulfilled. Even in this life also we can see, Prabhupada gives an example of a person asking for four more years. I have a lot of plans to do, I have a lot of plans to execute. Can you give me 4 more years, I can do this plan and finish it off. In Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, there are 4 kinds of people don't come to Krishna. In that Prabhupada writes, Duskritanas. Duskritana means atheistic plan makers. The atheistic plan makers are called Duskritanas. Because they keep on making plan, like the Mura, the Naradama, Mahayapalpa, Jnana, Ashwambhava, Asheta, if you see. They have their own agenda and plan. They want to work hard, they want to enjoy the fruits. The atheistic plan making factories. So they have a lot of plans, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. I have this appointment, that meeting, so many plans, people are, I want to achieve this, I want to get that. They have plan for themselves, they have plan for the extended. So here Prabhupada is in the translation, I am this, I am that, my duty is this, and therefore I should do it. So this is all, because the strong identification with the body, and then they have each and every designation and role depending upon their identification, and they have planned for each and every roles which they identify. And they are very particular that this has to go this way. And they get upset if the plan doesn't work. That's the case, you know, normally without the sanction, Krishna has to sanction. If you ever see, there is a grace period. Like Krishna is so merciful. Like for example, we have our, if we are doing some activity or if we are having a project or something and we couldn't even to meet that in deadline, and then we ask him, can you get some grace? You know, we get asked our manager or team leader or CEO or whatever, and then we ask him, can you get some more time? I'll finish this plan, I'll execute, I'll properly do it. Then they give you, okay, fine, take one more month or something, or take two more months and finish it, properly submit it. So similarly like that, when the subtle body has this, all these plans for the jiva, and then when he gives up the gross body, then he's given another chance to fulfill his plans. Here Prabhupada explaining that unfulfilled plans by the grace of the Lord, the grace of the Lord is the super soul, because the super soul is there within every living entity. As Paramatma, he is just watching like a bird in a tree. The other bird, the two birds in the tree, this Paramatma is just watching one bird, and the other bird is constantly enjoying the fruits of the tree. Sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's sweet. And he's going on doing this, and then the Paramatma is just watching. So he is a witness, he is observing, he is the sanctioner, he is the maintainer, he is actually giving that grace. So he gets another body to fulfill, and this is karma. Karma is a Prabhupada explained, is an aggregate of fruitive activities. Karma is for that activities prescribed for the development of the material bodies. Bhagavad Gita, that is called karma. Because we have our whatever activities we are doing, we are building, we are making our, subtly we are creating the body, the next body. Here we can see punarbhava, that again in the material existence. What is that? It is close to that, you know, yam yam vapismana bhava rajanti anta kalyana tam tam yaviti kamtaya sadata bhava bhavita. So that, yet whatever one is absorbed, whatever is one is absorbed, so Prabhupada gives example, that person is asking for 4 years, he is dying thinking of the plan which needs to be executed with this body. So that's consciousness is dying. He is dying with that thought and with that absorption, that I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to save this, oh, who will take care of this, you know, my family, my relation, my kids, I have planned for my kids, for my plan for my wife, I have planned for myself, my company, my work. So many things are there in the thought, and it's going continuously again and again, and he is worried, he is anxiety. He couldn't able to figure it out, you know, it's a helpless condition. He don't know what to do, and the time is not there. And he's simply crying because he couldn't able to do anything. This is the condition of the jiva, and that the moment when the time, the soul leaves the body and he's completely absorbed in the plan, and then he has to again come into his material existence because he's thinking whatever he thinks, whatever one at the state of being, one quits his body, that state is attained, Krishna is saying. So that way, we, our whole Krishna consciousness is that preaching to our subtle body doesn't want to think of Krishna, mind doesn't want to think of Krishna. We have to force to think, to remember Krishna. It's a natural for the subtle, because so much of impressions are there in the subtle body. It has carried from so many lifetimes. So imagine then so many plans we have. We are just finding the plan after plan, desire after desire manifested, and then it is added into the list in the mind, and then to fulfill that, then the body is given again and again. So we have to cleanse our mind. So Prabhupada gives that one other in Bhagavad Gita, the chanting Hare Krishna. And chanting Hare Krishna mantra is the most effective way of thinking Krishna and remembering Him. And at the time of death, if one can practice of chanting whole life, then Krishna, as a super soul, He will help a devotee to remember Him. So here you see that all those plans, all those desires, everything, the jiva who is planning and then he is carrying to a sakul. He is giving as a Narayana gives the example of the dream. How one identifies with that sakul body and even though the gross body is lying. And then he is expanding on this. That these are all mental impression and these activities and all these activities are temporary. Nonetheless, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living will get a chance to execute all his mental concoctions. Thus he gets another body. I'll just stop here to see if anyone has any questions or comments.
It's regarding to the karma that you mentioned that it's a little bit confusing for me to understand when you said that if we have some desires planned, so we have the grace fund that it says that we can take birth again to continue with that. But what about if the aggregate of my karma doesn't qualify me to continue with that? Because everybody wants to be in the condition of the enjoyer. I have all the facilities to do that. But in the quality of the activities, they don't qualify to have that option from that peace and that suffering. So how we can reconcile those points?
That the jiva wants to enjoy, but they don't have, they don't deserve that kind of, is it what you're saying?
Yeah,
that is what is trying to enjoy. But only the karma, you know, only if you see is applicable to the human body. Because if you really see, we have our higher intelligence, so we can have the choice of what we can do and what we cannot. So in this example here, what is the plan? The super soul is like unfulfilled desires are there, and because one may like to come as a human body, like everyone wants to come as a human because human birth is great. But then if you see over the period of what activities have done over this life, they may not choose that they want to become human. You cannot choose, I can be a human, I can accept, I want to be a human like that. Because that is being allocated or that is being created by the subtle impression of what kind of activity we want to do and we want to desire. If one wants to eat meat whole life and is so much desire and want to eat all the time, then the chance of getting a human body is very thin. But there could be, you know, because there are so many lives, it's like you have so much of pious activities done. And in this life you are doing like a lot of impulse activity. So there could be a chance that you know you may get a human birth, but still your impulse is increasing, then you get animal life. So how do you know whether you deserve that body or not, that I also don't know. Because that is only by this material nature and super soul, they work out that option. And what I want to enjoy, it is there, because Anandamaya Vaishnava, every jiva wants to enjoy, wants to enjoy, it is that quality, you cannot remove that. But avoiding the body, it is depending upon the material nature and the super soul, of course, the type of activities you do. It's in the purport. So, see, Prabhupada writes, now the grace time which I am telling you, that was an example. The grace is given, the super soul acting, okay, you know, I read that. So when the gross body is finished, the plans of the living entity are taken by the mind, and by the grace of the Lord, the living entity gets a chance to give this plan shape in the next life. So some more karma may be left over in the human form. So in his experience, so it's like they're finishing the credit.
Enjoying or perhaps in our spiritual practice, but according to the laws of karma, next body is designed by the type of activity and consciousness that I have.
Yes.
So that is.
Yeah, but then when one takes spiritual practice in case of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna takes control of the life of the devotees. Because when spiritual practice is done, then you are eradicating all your karmic reaction and everything. It's like you are then changing your whole course of your journey. When you bring Krishna in the picture, then things changes. Otherwise, he's not micromanaging things, because we have our independence. We have our free will, we have our choice, we can do whatever we want to do. So the jiva can do any activity in that case. But this is the system. The system is under the supervision of Krishna, the material nature will give you a body. But that how you get that body depends on what you do. So Prabhupada said this is not very difficult to understand. Prabhupada said yes, that. As long as one is absorbed in the bodily conception, his activities are performed on that platform. So if one is thinking I am this body, then his activities are around in that arena. And he will get whatever he is doing. Because if you see, in that case, if one is absorbed in that kind of activity, then to fulfill that activity in the most pleasing way, there is a particular body available in the species. So that is allotted to him, because that at least he will be, you know, happy. So if one wants to always swim and surf and everything, then we have body of aquatics and things like that. So the nature has different types of body that is awarded by material nature. But how one can change when he takes to Krishna consciousness. Because when Krishna consciousness means, then his karma, his reaction, his pious or impious reaction, his desire to enjoy, his ignorance, everything is destroyed. Matter of that, that everything is destroyed. But some traces are there. It's like, you know, gives an example of fan. Like once you take to Krishna consciousness, like you switching off the fan. The fan is off, but still you can see it slowly, it's coming down to me. Slowly coming down. Is that answer?
No.
Yeah,
yeah, it's easy to understand. You say according to action and reaction.
Yes.
Karma. My difficulty to understand was based on we can have desires to continue enjoying and we can die based on that as well. That meditation, but that's a guarantee that I will continue the next life, the next with a body that will be suitable for the type of enjoyment that I'm hankering. But in the purpose also, I'm very good with your explanation, it's Krishna who can grant that opportunity to the living entity based on what qualification, I don't know. It's just Krishna's option, desire to do that can be for... In the case of devotee, it's easy to understand, according to Shastra, to continue with his spiritual progress. What about conditioned soul who want to enjoy independent from Krishna, and their plans of enjoying it more continually in the next lifetime. But that's different.
How can it then continue to have desire for enjoyment and then next life Krishna is awarding the same body to enjoy them? That to continue that to do it, you know.
Is it? According to this, lots of karma doesn't work in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an answer, but then in the later, this verse is the later, there are some answers to that point. How one is thinking, how the subtle, more detailed Narayana will explain how actually the mind carries the thoughts and what, you know, it comes in the later part. So, yeah, how that works, I personally cannot tell because I don't know the reference of how that works. But that part is not in our hand to choose, but Krishna and material nature work out. That's what we can know. But here, according to this purport, yes, they get a chance to fulfill their plan. But it is human body or some other body that not detail given, but they get a chance to take birth. Someone can explain better. Karma is really one answer.
I'm just trying to understand the gist of the question.
So the question is simple, that you get to have desires, so you enjoy, you have an enjoying desire mentality. Now, after the death, here Krishna is saying grace, you get the birth. Now, then according to a devotee, we understand, okay, no karma kind. For normal person, then he gets another birth to fulfill the plans of what is unfulfilled plans and desire. So then it is like, is it Krishna is not offering because of the grace another body, human birth, to enjoy the desire what is not fulfilled? Is that a question? And then it is contradiction to the karma, because in karma, if you do some activities, enjoying, then you may not get the birth, human birth, you'll go to some other lower birth. So how could you cancel this both? Is that right?
Yes.
So the point was that person is gonna, in the next life, is gonna be a human being, is it? Because of
Yeah, it says, okay, that the type of body must be accepted in the next life. I mean,
it doesn't really say
human birth. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it's the understanding is the karma and you know, in coordination with Paramatma and the material nature, they all three work together to
yeah.
That's what decides the living in this desire, and then super soul, material nature, combination, they come in, and they mix bodies, it's granted, as you said. So it's not necessary guaranteed that it's going to be a human being birth.
Yeah.
You know, these are, we may have a desire to do some certain things, but it can be a human birth, it could be any birth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that answer your question.
It's clear that it's based on that grace part that you mentioned, and to continue your...
Yeah, and in a sense, like, for example, grace in the sense what you have, how I can understand is, you get another chance. It's not perished.
I don't understand that, but if I don't qualify because of my type of activities, so how does grace work?
No, grace in the sense, the super soul is giving another chance to come in a different womb. Not necessarily human birth. It's not like, okay, fine, you couldn't able to fulfill that, there is a stop for the jiva. No, another chance to next life. Next life could be anything. Getting a next life is a grace of the Lord. That's what. Because there's so many jivas want to come into the world.
You receive the grace of Krishna to continue with your plans that weren't finished. So, I can have that body next time to complete that plan. To complete my plans, necessarily has to be a suitable body. Generally, your plans projection is based on the body that you have, human body or feather body. But if the quality of my activities, previous activities, doesn't qualify me to get that option, that body, because for late loss of karma, action, reaction, quality of your thoughts and your activities determine your next body. So if my activities doesn't qualify, generally that's the case, or who are according to sense enjoyment without practice of spiritual principles. So that's the case of the majority of people, conditioned soul. So losing the form, the human form of body next life, so doesn't facilitate the continuation of my plans or my projects.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few verses there. I don't want to tell because other speaker will tell that point.
Sure.
The important thing is there, like how, like we are here, but then we got the weird thoughts. So it's explained that unfulfilled plans are projecting in our mind.
Sometimes the lordship, is not general law. So sometimes the lordship give the opportunity to live in entity to continue. So it's up to Krishna.
Yeah, definitely. Because nothing is moving without the sanction. Even the material nature, Krishna is saying, Devi Yeshu Gunamai, this is my energy. And this material nature is I impregnate the material nature with the living entities. So Krishna can do anything because he is the independent Lord. He is a Swara, he is an independent, he can do anything. There is nothing like as such. Krishna has to be dependent on the material nature to avoid the body. Because in the case of devotees, if you see, we might have piles of karma, we couldn't able to finish in this life. But then Krishna intervened, then there is opposition. Krishna says, okay, you take birth in a devotee family or a aristocratic family, Krishna is saying, because you know that is Krishna is taking control of the life of a devotee.
Yeah, the explanation would be that because Krishna is Trikalakya, he knows past, present and future. So
correct.
He does that conception of the living entity because he knows that perhaps in the next life.
Exactly.
He will qualify.
Yeah. Because that's why the mercy of Krishna or the Krishna's representative, no one can understand how it comes, because if you see personally in my life also, never there thought I will become a devotee. But then there is a jiva who is given opportunity. And so similarly there could be a situation, circumstances where a jiva can give an opportunity as well. So that's how the mercy is. stop there.
Costlessness,
exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Gandhra Srimad Bhagavatam.